The House will come to order. In compliance with the Constitution of the State of Oregon, Article 4, Section 10, and further in compliance with ORS 171.010, I ask you to take your seats for the convening of the even year regular session of the 76th Legislative Assembly. The flag salute will be led by Representative Jensen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be presented by Dr. William Graybill, pastor of the Abundant Life Center, Jefferson, Oregon.
As a citizen of this state, I really want to thank you for your service. We all realize that it is a adversarial in nature and very necessary, so thank you. Government is a gift from God, and we thank you for that. A government that protects the innocent, makes rights injustices, and preserves freedom is your gift to the people of this state. As men and women called by God, you walk in a very difficult path where right is often called wrong, and wrong is disguised to appear as right. For this task, you will need the wisdom of Solomon, the leadership skills of Moses, and the grace of Jesus. As you gather to carry out your purposes of God for government, I want to ask God to give you what you will need to accomplish this demanding task that lies before you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, on this opening day, we ask that the same spirit of wisdom that was on Solomon rest on each individual in this chamber. May the leadership mantle that guided Moses abide in this house and on its leadership. As this chamber wrestles with the difficult decisions of finance and budget, may the compassion, the grace, and wisdom of God be ever present. May the unity needed to accomplish all things necessary be fostered by each member. With a grateful heart, we thank you that we are not alone in this world, but can call upon you for wisdom and help in our time of need. May God's grace permeate these chambers in this session. Amen.
The clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. And while we're doing that, I just wanted to take a moment to say a few words. First of all, I hope that you will look around at the other people serving with you here today and recognize that this truly is a historic moment. You will be the only legislative group that starts an annual session that was approved by the voters. It's also important, I think, to recognize and celebrate this particular moment in Oregon's history. We set the standard for what's to come. This is the opening session of the first annual even-year session. And today, co-speaker Hannah and I are confident the standard will be set high. Not only is the issues we will be tackling the session, but more importantly, in the way we will work through them together, with cooperation, bipartisanship, and a collegiality that is uncommon in state legislatures these days. We work together to accomplish extraordinary things in 2011, and I am confident that the standard that we set in 2012 is the ability to work through important challenges with the kind of tone and spirit representing the very best of Oregon. I thank you all for being a part of this. Representative Olson, I would like to have you be able to say a couple words about our opening ceremony. Representative, we need to finish the quorum call. That's what we're under, right? And then I'll call on you. Representative Tomei is here. All members are present. Representative Barnhart and Nathanson excused. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues. Just a quick introduction to Dr. Bill Grable, who just gave us a little sermon, as well as opening up this historical day with prayer. But I just want to share quickly about him. For more than 30 years, Dr. Grable has counseled, mentored, and coached men and women from all backgrounds to reach their greatest potential, spirituality, emotionally, and in the workplace. Bill holds 3 degrees, including a master's degree in Christian education and a doctor of ministry from Northwest Graduate School of Ministry in Redmond, Washington, where he specialized in leadership and conflict management. Bill is a certified anger management facilitator, a certified professional behavioral analyst, and a certified professional values analyst. In addition, he has completed the Conciliator training program sponsored by Ken Sandy and Peacemaker Ministries. For serious fun, he says that he climbs. Now, he's my neighbor across the street from me, so that surprises me because I've watched him when he climbs up on a ladder, and that causes me some concern. But Bill and his wife, Dorothy, have lived in Albany for a long time, longer than I have been. He is pastor at the Abundant Life Center in Jefferson and has been there since 1978. He is also president on the board of the Youth Connect, a nonprofit organization that provides after-school programs for elementary and middle school students. Appreciate you welcoming him here, and then also his son, Daniel.
In order to proceed with the business of the House, I appoint Representative Garrett, co-chair, Representative Berger, co-chair, Representative Freeman and Comp to the Special Committee on Credentials. The House will stand at ease.